Battleford, the accused facing a second-degree murder charge in the death of Jason Chartier, was found guilty at the Court of King's Bench in Battleford Friday. Robert Young's trial wrapped up in October 2024. Chartier died from his injuries following an altercation, either on December 19, 2018, in the evening, or early on December 20, 2018, between Chartier and Young at Young's shack, where Young resided in Buffalo Narrows. Justice J.P. Morrall examined all the elements in the case, factoring in both the Crown and defense positions, before he found Young to be guilty of second-degree murder. He noted that Chartier received at least 6 blows to his body, but Young only admitted to hitting Chartier twice, that he said was in self-defense. Chartier received injuries to his skull, mouth, ear, ribs. He had a broken tibia in one leg, and had injuries to 2 bones in his other leg. Morrall found Young's testimony to be unreliable when Young took the stand previously. The judge did factor in the passage of 6 years that may have contributed to Young's faulty memory of events. The judge said the Crown has proven that Young caused Chartier's death. Chartier was believed to have been struck with a monkey wrench as Chartier's blood was found on the wrench. Blood was also seen on Chartier's face. Mr. Chartier was brutally beaten, said Morrall. The judge believed that Young may have been mildly intoxicated at the time of the altercation, but there was no defense that he was intoxicated. The judge also questioned the defense position that Young acted in self-defense. Young had said in his testimony that Chartier had surprised him in an attack with a metal bar, but no metal bar was found. Young also did not have any visible injuries on him. The judge believed there was no evidence that any weapon was used against Young. The judge believed that only fisticuffs were used in Chartier's initial attack, if that were the case. The judge added that there was no evidence that anyone else was in the shack beside Young and Chartier. Morrall also noted that Young and Chartier had a difficult relationship. Both parties had prior arguments, they were drinking buddies, the judge said. Chartier was a friend of Young's, but they had prior disagreements. The judge said that Young stated in his testimony he believed Chartier came to his residence to kill him. And that Young said he only aimed to immobilize Chartier, not kill him. But Morrall noted the extent of Chartier's injuries were significant. The judge said if Chartier did attack Young, Young's response was unreasonable. He found that Young's response was disproportionate to the threat. The response has to be proportional, Morrall said. Mr. Young's purpose may have begun as self-defense, but ended in an attack on an unarmed man, the judge said. While Young put a blanket over Chartier after Chartier was subdued, the judge questioned why Young didn't call an ambulance for Chartier who was injured. He also pointed to Young as being reckless in his actions. Mr. Young meant to cause bodily harm that would likely cause death, and being reckless as to whether Mr. Chartier's death ensued, Morrall said. Crown Prosecutor Anthony Gurain said following court that ultimately the judge found that Young was guilty of second-degree murder in his findings, after weighing the cases for the Crown and defense. The judge found that beyond a reasonable doubt that all the elements necessary to prove second-degree murder were proved, and there were no defenses that left a reasonable doubt in that regard, Gurain said. The judge considered self-defense at length, but it was not something that excused what happened. Morrall adjourned the sentencing hearing to April 14 at 11 a.m. Police previously reported RCMP found Chartier's body on December 20, 2018, after receiving a call about an injured and unconscious man in a shed behind a home in Buffalo Narrows. EMS declared Chartier, 42, deceased at the scene. Young was arrested by RCMP Major Crimes Unit without incident in Buffalo Narrows on January 13, 2021.